95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station. Riggs and no one else, except Josh from SR Parade. It's a Morning Hog Brew Review. Yes. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. How's it going?
Steve had to get out of the room for a minute. I hear he's allergic to fun.
Right? Okay.
No, it's because it's April Fool's Day. And so we're pranking him right now because we told him we weren't going to have a brew review today.
Yeah.
So he's not going to know. We get to drink everything today, right? So what'd you bring that we get to share between the two of us?
So I brought two brand new products.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I like this. Okay.
Innovation never stops in the beer world, right?
Yeah. Keep it coming.
We're going to start off with Cayman Jack's new variety pack.
Okay.
We've had a different variety pack in the past. It was like a cocktail-based one that had like the Moscow Mule and the Paloma and stuff like that.
Yes.
This one is a margarita-based one. Oh. So all the flavors are margaritas.
Okay.
And there's going to be four different flavors. So we're going to start off with classic margarita.
This is perfect. I've found myself in a craving for chips and salsa lately. And you know, while you can have a beer with chips and salsa, it's really better if you have a margarita-based cocktail.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
I mean, we're hitting these... it seems like we skipped right over spring and then the summer with this temperature.
Who needs spring?
So,
that's major
margarita.
Margarita.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty close without being real tequila, but they use agave syrup in here. So it's a very close flavor to your regular margarita.
Is the agave plant responsible for all things tequila, essentially?
To my knowledge, yeah.
Feels like it is, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll make sure I got that right. I don't want to say anything wrong, especially on April Fool's Day.
So these are 5.8% alcohol.
Oh, well, let me try that.
Yeah, that's going to get the job done pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, about a full percent over your domestic beer out there. Plus, they taste great. Refreshing.
Wow.
Over by the pool.
Do you see you throwing this on maybe some crushed ice?
Oh, yeah.
Floating an orange
Absolutely.
In it
Don't
or
be
something?
Afraid to pour this over ice, for sure.
Yeah. Toss a strawberry in it. Maybe you got some bloobs sitting around there. Throw those things in there. I don't know. I don't know why I'm saying that. I would never put stuff in my drink like that. But, you know, some people might want to do that.
At least a lime, right?
I like that you've already cracked open another one.
Yeah, well, I mean, we got four to go through and then
Keep
another four after that. So I'm going to go with strawberry. I'm saving the one I've heard about the most is we're going to save for last.
Woo! Okay, let's just look at the distance between my snout. And by the way, this is it to scale.
Yeah.
I'm getting it right already.
Yeah, I can smell it the second one popped open.
Yeah, nice one. Okay. I do like the strawberry margarita. I like it frozen. I like it on the rocks. I really don't mind either way.
I wonder if you could throw these in the freezer for a little bit.
What if you could? Somebody, you know what? Don't take that experiment yet.
Yeah.
We'll do it for you. We'll let you know.
I don't want a disaster in your freezer.
We don't want anybody's fridge to blow up. But wow, that's exceptional. I mean, it's got the perfect amount of that syrupy, well, not syrupy sweet, but that's what's causing it to be a little sweet,
absolutely.
Right?
Yep. So we have, I mean, we're a month away essentially from Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, they're having that again?
Yeah.
Oh.
So why not just start now? Give yourself a full month's lead-up time. That way, you know, you're a little, you're used to what's going on before you hit that day.
This is why Josh is a professional at SR Parrot, because he knows how to properly frame Cinco de Mayo. And also remind me it's on the calendar.
Exactly. So we got grapefruit.
Okay, now.
Or sorry, watermelon. My apologies.
Okay. Woo!
Get my fruits mixed up.
I'm gonna curveball me. You know what? You could have April Fool pranked me right there.
Oh man.
Because I would have gone like, oh, I love grapefruit now. And then it would have been watermelon the whole time.
Ooh, I like the smell of that one too.
Okay, I don't. Do you when you're eating a big chunk of watermelon, do you salt it? I salt it.
I have.
I salt it like I abuse it.
I prefer salt on like a cantaloupe.
Okay, I'll do that too.
Yeah.
I'll do it both. Well, this is like a salted watermelon margarita.
Mm. And it's nice to get a different flavor with margarita. You know, a classic margarita is really nice, but flavored margaritas, I think that's where it's at.
Dude, 5.6%?
Yeah, I mean, or 5.8.
5.8?
So I'm underselling it. Yeah, that extra 0.2.
Yeah, that's the main. Well, let's get one more 0.2 out of that last flavor. What were you saving?
All right, so mango. So when I was reading articles online about this was the one everyone was ranting and raving about, so...
Okay, they think that this is the signature piece of the four-pack fleet.
They were saying this is the one that'll topple over the classic.
I mean, I don't think we want to go with our change in our fruit chart yet, but...
No. I mean, that's got to stay the same until...
Not the berry chart, results. The fruit chart. Get that right. Don't try me. Okay. Okay, this is definitely a prominent mango scent.
Oh, yeah.
How is mango going to work in a... Oh, it works really well.
It does work well.
You know why? Maybe because the mango is not such a sweet fruit anyway.
Right.
So it's got a little tang.
It doesn't have that bubblegummy flavor either
right.
That some of the mango have out there. That's a nice mango.
Oh, yeah.
Very refreshing. All of these are very refreshing.
You know, you said that like Bob Ross.
Bob Ross?
Yeah, you said it like you said.
Terrible painter,
that's a,
though.
That's a nice mango.
A nice mango.
Nice little friends and little mango floating in the margarita. wow, that's exceptional. Now I can see why they were talking so much
about
it.
It's easy drinking, man.
Yeah. Yeah, you could see, really, it would be bad to just confine this to summer. No, is this just a summer available thing?
No, this is all available all the time.
Oh, thank God.
Publix's, Total Wine, ABC. You can check out the website.
Oh, you're talking about srprod.com/beerfinder?
That would be the one.
That's a good one. Good, because I was going to start a petition to make this year-round, but since it's already year-round, I'll probably just delete that.
Okay, we can change it to something else.
Okay. All right, well, we got round two coming up.
Yeah, we'll brainstorm during the break.
That's Josh from SR Pride. It's a Morning Hog Brew Review right here on 95.7 The Hog.